I crawled out and faced Signor Agnolo. "I'm sorry, Signor. I just came to practice."
"Practice?"
he said, grabbing me by the collar. "More likely steal. Out of my sight or I'll..."
"Wait!"
Benvenuto jumped out from under his bench. "It's my fault. I'm making a brooch for a lady. I need to finish it by tomorrow. Piero didn't do anything." Benvenuto held out the brooch. Signor Agnolo took it. He flicked some dust away and studied it carefully. "It's excellent work," he said. "But as my apprentice, you are not supposed to be doing work behind my back. How much is the lady paying you?"
10 crowns, said Benvenuto.
"Then you will pay me 6 of those crowns," said Signor Agnolo, "and I am being very generous by letting you keep any money. Now just get to work and finish it." Benvenuto worked late into the night to finish the brooch. We delivered it on time the next morning. Benvenuto gave me 1 of his 4 crowns. I had never had so much money in my entire life. Soon after, Benvenuto left both the shop and Florence. I haven't seen him since. He said that he would be a great artist. He said he would create sculptures of gold as glorious as Michelangelo's beautiful paintings. That wouldn't surprise me. Nothing would surprise me about Benvenuto Cellini.